Blog Talk Radio.
If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. Don't look at me like that, or I'll headbutt your face. I'm a mean motherfucker, I was born that way. And just because I wear a skirt, don't think I'm fucking gay, 'cause I'm an evil Scotsman, and Jimmy is my name. I'm a sheep shagger from Aberdeen, and causing pain is my game. Now if you're a woman, married or not, I'll take all your kit off and I'll dive in your mot. I'll take your legs and spread them wide, and then I'll put a wetsuit on and shag you from inside. I'm an evil Scotsman, and my name is Jock. And the girls are all gagging for a portion of my 10-inch cock.
Everybody!
I've got one hand in my pocket and I'm playing with my 10-inch cock. I don't care where you come from, if you're big or you're small. I've fought the best and I've beat them all. If you're English or Irish, you won't have to die. But if you are a German, you can kiss your ass goodbye. I'm an evil Scotsman, and Jack is my name. If you don't like the rules, don't play the fucking game. Yes, I'm an evil Scotsman. My name is Jock, and the girls are just dying for a portion of my 10-inch cock.
Oh yeah, fuck 'em, wankers, nobbin.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cretins and jobbers, idiots of all ages, the CSWS Network presents you today my show, International Turmoil, coming up on its second anniversary on the airwaves. And with me tonight, as per usual, as per obvious, as just why the fuck would it not be here, and just simply because they are. We've got a man that took a knife to a goddamn gunfight, stabbed his opponent, beat his opponent, looked at the knife, beat up the knife because it didn't do so much of a good job because it didn't kill him. It is none other than the SSPD, eye-raking motherfucker himself, the voice of insanity, Fred Starr.
How's it going, Pops? How you doing?
I'm very drunk.
That's awesome.
That's bad. It's the case to be right now.
Yeah, Blog Talk is drunk as shit.
It's Blog Talk's like a fuckhead. It's like a retard in a sweatshop. It doesn't know to take off his clothes at the time and just keeps on sweating and sweating until it passes out. Then the cleaner drives it out and says, you shouldn't have done that. That's what it is.
I had to sign in with RKW Network because it wouldn't let me sign in under my own name.
And I beat them all if you're English.
Someone is a great fan of the show that likes playing my show. Repeat. Right. Also, tonight, sitting on my lap, passing me my alcohol, making sure there's no cretins, no ring rats, no hussies, no Jezebels. It is none other than the stubborn sweetheart from herself, the one that will shoot you without giving you a second look, the Deadeye Specialist, the seriously, someone for sure, the Buckshot Specialist putting in your ass, and I'm the Buckfast Specialist drinking it down. You fuck with her, you fuck with her family, you will get some stubborn discomfort. And then all of my wife, Mrs. Bubba.
Well, hello, my love. How are you? Hello, Fred.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good at the moment. I am a little ill from last night, but you know what? I will discuss that in a little bit.
Can.
Somebody needs to be shot.
Yeah. Who?
Gunslinger.
Oh shit, we all knew that one though.
That's like a whole fucking
color. Yeah, that's a given.
Wow.
Well, little bitch wants to get
seriously, who's watching to the show?
Like that song, I guess.
I must fucking love that. Must be the text song. Never they hear me talk, it gets, how many evil ghosts are flat? That's your message. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right, we do have someone on the line. I don't have the music ready because I don't seriously, who is that?
Fuck
it.
It's not me,
I'm
not even
in
the studio.
We have the most rantiest, the most deliberate out state to your face, doesn't give a shit about consequences, gets to the point, says his fucking points, makes it, farts in a room, fucking leaves, and you smell it. It's none other than addiction.
My farts smell like roses. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's why you ran us all out of the office earlier, huh?
It wasn't me. That was Dan.
You can play my fucking music. I'm getting a fucking flashback.
That was the mutt. Just so you know.
I blame.
Hey, where'd everybody go?
Can't see Nazi.
I'm here.
Okay, we're all here. Okay. I'm just waiting for the music to play again.
Oh yeah, what's up with that?
Fuck, man. Did it again!
Wow.
That's some funny shit.
So, Bubs, what did Slinger do this time?
Little bitch whined and complained because I defanned him. Then he called me a fan scammer because I defanned him and, according to him, didn't have the balls to tell him. Well, you know what? I don't have to tell anybody shit if I defang your ass because you're a whiny little bitch.
Yeah, fucking game.
You know, so, I mean, he can whine and cry all he wants to, and then he wanted to bring up my name about 20 minutes later, saying, if you have something to say it to me, say it to my face, don't pull the Mrs. Bubbles. Well, let me clue you in, Gunslinger. If you listen to the replay, I'm saying this to your face. You're a whiny little cunt, and nobody likes you. Go kill yourself. Sorry, I owe Truth money now.
the fucking music.
Seriously, man. All you hear is, and Jimmy is my name, you cunt. I'm gonna find out who that is. I know it's
you. You know, speaking of Gunslinger, I found out from I think it was Mod 3 when I came back because there was a message in my inbox. He told me if I wouldn't have said on the feed, what looks like.
Okay, now. But your name is Jock, apparently.
If I wouldn't have said "Cum Guzzler" on the feed, I wouldn't have caught a band with him.
Oh.
Oh, Alan Mack?
Yeah.
You mean Techno Wolf?
I remember that guy.
Yeah, that's who Alan Mack is. Techno Wolf and Dofael and.
That AWSE, that anti-scammers company bullshit.
That's who Alan Max is, Coogs, just so you know.
Also, we have Enforcer Pain with us tonight, and I want to say that.
He's the one that's taking all that racket, then. He doesn't know how to turn the show off.
We've got Diamond Diva in chat.
Excuse me.
Right, so, as you know, coming up right now is more music coming from my fucking intro about 11 minutes ago.
It's haunted.
It's fucking haunted. Next week, on the 28th, that's technically, well, in America time, next week, 28th of February, that's when I officially open up the radio awards and you people get to vote for the next 2 months. And I'm going to put in best echoing fucking music intro ever, and it'll probably be me winning from this show. Right. In fact, I've had a great idea. Best music on a show, and I know for a fact you're going to be voting for Donkey Kong. That'll be one of them. Right,
like,
what I'm going to give
like
you guys right now is
I know.
I'm going to give it a rundown of the current categories that I have right now. I see Shifty out in the chat. He did help me with one of them. So I'm going to start from the top. Number one, you have best male voice. At number two, you have best female voice. At number three, best male personality. Number four, best female personality. Number five, best guest to appear. Number six, worst guest to appear. Number seven, the person you want to retire from radio is probably my intro song at this point. Number eight, most interesting accent. Number nine, best story on air. Number 10, best promo on air. Number 11, best brain bleach moment, a moment you wish to forget. Number 12, most sought after guest. Number 13, biggest liar on the air. Number 14, biggest ego, my fucking intro music. Number 15, biggest face. Number 16, biggest heel. Number 17, the person you want back on the radio. Number 18, best show, not just the host, just the fucking show. Number 19, best concept of a show. Number 20, funniest moment so far. Number 21, it's a very special award. Shut up, intro music, you're done over 40 minutes ago. Right, this award that I have just re-convolved. It's taken from best verbal beatdown and best ranting moment. I've congealed them both because a certain person was winning it no matter what, directly or indirectly. His voice became the voice of ranting and verbal beatdown. So this award, the new one, is called the Modern Award. You get to win that, people. The next one, which was Idea by Drifty, most entertaining chat personality, and the latest one, which I'm really hoping for, most shocking moment, and one more, and there'll be one more. I don't know what it is yet, but there'll be one more. A few people wish to contribute. Let me know, inbox me, chat to someone that knows me, give them advice, talk about it, and let me know. I'll show you the list that I've got so far and chat. And well, that's all. So, Addy, you've got a few things to say, haven't you?
Yeah, what the fuck is up with the fucking word filter? I gotta know.
Honestly. I don't know. I can get past it. I don't know.
I'd like to know what words are exactly banned. Because they banned rape, right? Which, whatever. But you can't say therapist. You can't do this now. You can't, you know what I mean? They're not taking consideration into that other, this word might be part of another word.
You can't say Nazis.
So there's a lot you can't say. Retard.
Can't
What's so wrong about retard? Come on. I see retard every day on friggin' TV.
Absolutely. You can't say shite, which is a proud Scottish word, because we took it back from the English and their censorship. Now we're getting you Yankee bastards fucking censoring us.
Well, I see shit every day on TV too.
Exactly.
All the time.
Well, everything, the first medium of mediums is fucking radio. In Scotland, we don't get to shit, fuck, damn, cunt after 12 noon on a Saturday. America, get with the goddamn times. You've been doing sports fucking shit longer than before your country would even concede. Even when you had your little fucking red Americans running about trying to shoot people in the ass with fucking arrows.
Like for instance, was it yesterday that Jabber was banned?
I don't know, man. I wasn't on yesterday. I was doing
the word Jabber was banned.
What?
Serious?
It was. And then I made a scene because I make scenes. And I joked about it at that. That they would actually ban the word jobber, a known wrestling term.
Wow.
So then, about half an hour later, one of the mods, oh, it's not banned. And sure enough, it wasn't.
I know.
They said that someone made a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, but them ownership and letting them know how fucking wrestling isn't that.
It just blows my mind that some words are banned, some aren't. Why, at this point, why even let us talk?
Oh, we can just do sign language, you know? We can just do that.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, someone took too big of a hit.
He died. Take it to the head. Take it to the head.
No, it's to the face. To the face.
Oh, right, Nikita.
What you get for not sharing.
Well, I think you catch the jobber. Yeah, they fixed it. I'm telling you. They fixed it half an hour later, dude. Jobber, you could say that.
You can't say Nazi for some reason.
Nazi?
Yeah, you can't. As a Jewish person myself, I want to talk about that shit because that's part of my fucking history. I hate those bastards.
Yeah, there's just some things you don't joke about. Honestly, there's just some things you don't. It's just bullshit. Being a Jew, having had family that was killed in the gas chambers, having a grandmother that came over here with tattoo of numbers on her arm, I'm very touchy about somebody mentioning Hitler or the Holocaust or Nazis. Fuck yeah, I'm going to be touchy about it. I'm sorry. Until it hits you personally, you will never know what it feels like.
Well, I'm proud of it because my grandfather went over there in Normandy and killed 27 fucking Nazi bastards. A fucking moment of pride for me. My grandfather, and I love it when these new people come out, these neo-Nazis, and they've trolled our shows, and they've came on and said, I'm a Nazi. True fucking hit them with the fucking biggest comeback ever. You're 80 years too fucking late. You lost. Get over it.
Neo-Nazis are totally wrong. It's hard to say. What Hitler did, he had an idea, and he stuck to it. Neo-Nazis don't have, they just think white. You know, not condoning what Hitler did by any means. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it was somewhat a sane idea if you look at it. Neo-Nazis are just all about hate. Hate, hate,
you
hate. It's all they are about.
You want me to disseminate a neo-Nazi movement in America right now? Because I can do that. I can do that off the fucking shot. I'm going to do it. Look at me. I am 100% Celtic blood. That means from Ireland, from Scotland, 100% full of the Celticness. Now, here's the fact. America, or USA as it is known as now, before you guys start chopping up those people to scalp you, are made up of Dutch, French, fucking different types of Europeans. These inbred motherfuckers have came from... See, to put it in nationality terms and putting it in breeding terms, you're fucking mongrel. I'm a purebred. You've come from different types of fucking stock. How the fuck can you call yourself purebred white people when you've got different shades of white in you? You can't call yourself this prideful what? You take a philosophy of a fucking megalomaniac and then it wants to go destroy. I'm not part of megalomaniacs just because their nose is made off.
Check it out. They said that this country is a melting pot, but people don't want to believe that. And another thing that really bothers me, why are people born, why are black people that are born in America calling themselves African Americans? They're not African.
Now you're going to get truth over here and truth on.
I'm sorry. I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm just, it, to me, it logically makes no sense. That would mean, by like me saying, I'm American, Russian, German, Polish.
No. It's not that. Right. Here's where you've got it wrong. America.
If you're born in America, you're American. Color of skin makes no difference. I'm sorry.
No. America is a continent. You are from the United States. That's the name of your country because you are the United States of America.
Well, no, I know. But you know what I'm saying. Don't get so friggin' gunslinger.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Don't get all gunslinger now.
No. I'm going to get all fucking lonely.
Now, wait a minute. That's an insult.
No. I'm going to get all technical and I'm going to be all pedantic about this. If I was to identify myself, I would be Celtic fucking European. However, I am just Scottish. What you guys are United States. You could be Northern United States or Southern United States. You cannot call yourself American because then you'd be including the Canadians and they don't like you people anyway. And we don't like some of them because they're fucking Penelopes, but that's not the matter right now. Right now, shut up, buddy. You call yourself African-American, that's fantastic. You can call yourself two continents. I'll call myself Antarctica and Antarctic. Doesn't fucking make sense, but guess what? You're going to go for that shit, you know? I can be a frozen motherfucker.
Being pedantic is fine, but, you know, the basis of it is that you're born here. You're not born in Africa. It would be like me saying, I'm... Like I said, I'm Russian American, but I was born in America.
I'm going to throw the devil's advocate in right here, right now. A dog born in a stable is not called a horse, is it?
What?
A dog born in a stable is not called a horse.
No.
Well, I'm going to take it away from that. People that would use that, guess what? We're fucking human beings. We migrate. It's been fucking known. We migrated from Africa, the birthplace of anything, which was not Utopia. Starts with a P, and it's a place in fucking Argentina. I do. Patagonia, that was the name of the... No, Patagonia. The one big fucking continent.
Oh, that's the Horn of... That's East Africa.
No, it's not.
But it's West
that
Africa,
was
ain't it?
No, that...
It's one of the... It's like West
it's
Africa.
Argentina, South America, which was also part... We were all part of one big fucking continent until we all had those tectonic plates fucking splitting about.
We're all fucking aliens.
Yes. I don't believe in evolution. I just believe a bunch of aliens fucking banged a couple of apes. That's how we came to be in promise. It was a goddamn bunch of aliens on a night out said, I'll fucking drink. Blah, 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 blah. They all went drinking their food.
Hey, look at that monkey. Let's fuck it.
It's got a hole there. My dick's like a turtle. Fuck the bastard. That's what happened, right? Fuck Darwin, man. It's just a bunch of aliens banging a goddamn bunch of hairy apes because we're so goddamn drunk. All over the galaxy, on their Instagalaxy gram, they've got people, hey, remember when you fucked that alien about 2 million years ago? Guess what's happening now?
Hey, stop bumping me in the damn chat, you pervert.
But think about it. If you think about it, fucking human advancement was really slow for a real long time.
Oh, 19.
Go from rocks to knives overnight. How does that happen?
Exactly.
Someone showed us. All of a sudden, there's fire. How does that happen?
Fire.
You know what I mean? And then think about the last 200 years of civilization. We went from fucking riding horses to flying to the moon.
No. Think about the last 20 years.
Well, the last 60, we'll say. Since the end of World War II.
Cell phones were like the size of fucking bricks. And now they're the size of my phone.
Well, yeah, just like on Zoolander. You got the itty-bitty cell phone.
Oh, no. However... Even in this age of technology, they still can't understand my fucking accent. I asked for a goddamn pizza, they're sending me to fucking places to Guantanamo Bay. But no, enough of that shit. I don't want to go there. I know where Cuba is. I've been there plenty of things. I know, I just mentioned Guantanamo Bay because that's where all the bad terrorists go because America can't do it in their own homeland.
Man, the chat's fucking dead.
Sorry,
they're making up for it in the feed.
Feed? My chat's a question.
Beck, I know you're listening because you told me to say hello to Addy for you, but damn it, if you
fucking bastard,
one more
bitch,
time
cunt.
In the feed, I swear to God, I'm going to punt kick you across the game.
Oh, hell with that. Just cunt punt the bitch.
I wonder how sex slave parents are doing. Are they picking enough cotton, bitch?
You know what I hate in most society nowadays, and it's actually pissed me off? This entitlement bullshit. Right, there's a complete difference between egotistical and pomposity. Egotistical means you've fucking done something to have an ego. Pomposity means someone else has done it, but you think you're good at it and you can talk about it. I'm sick of that shit. I am from a working class background. I have earned everything I've fucking got. Everything I've done in this goddamn game is by my own back. Yes, people have helped me, but I've done it on my own fucking strength. All these other little... Apparently, scammers is going to be banned. That's the word that's going to be banned next. Scammers. You can't fucking accuse someone of scamming despite you having the fucking proof.
I guess the mods got hard on me. Yeah, freaking Seth Rollins, dude. Took his company, fired everybody, he's gone. You know who else is gone? Rowdy Doody. Gone.
Oh, I
see. Permaban. Rowdy Doody is permaban.
Oh, he deserves it. He's a fucking cut.
Oh, he is. He did deserve it. I mean, I'm an asshole. I'm a fucking bullshit motherfucking retard. I'll tell you, I'll be the first to admit it. I'm an asshole. I would hate me if I was on the other side of me. You know what I'm saying? But
yep.
The things he did were just uncalled for. And then he took it outside of WU and was attacking on pages and shit. People's pages. And that's, come on, man. Go the fuck up.
Right, there's a thing called honor, and we all go by it. However, there's also the definition of honor. Honor is not the difference between good and bad. It's the difference between necessary and unnecessary. I'll take it back to my Celtic fucking back. Let's say you've got a big fucking barren money pot and he decides to take your wife. That's dishonourable. That's fucking wrong. It's absolutely. Now, what is necessary of you is to tell him not to do that. If he disagrees, you take his fucking head and put on a pipe, warn other people. That's called honour. And yes, I've been watching Braveheart, so fuck you. Want to argue with me tonight? Fuck, I'll put your head in a goddamn fucking stick, pissing it and bathing your goddamn blood. It's the only way I get a tan. I'll be like a fucking Native American. Start going,
I just love, you know, I love getting people, excuse me, all worked up. Because it's what I do best.
I get people worked up to the point where they can't use proper sentence structure anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's the best, isn't it?
That's the best, man. It's like, you say, you go a truth route on this and just use a bit of logic and just point out the obvious and you're like, if N R O R, then fuck you. But, eh? Fuck you, you nap con. I'm just using logic on you. Fucking disseminate for that. Oh, yeah. The word of tonight is disseminate, just because I thought it was. Alright, so.
Did we lose him? Oh, okay. I thought you kind of like faded out there.
Oh, I was taking a drink.
Oh, well, you were talking in it.
I do that from time to time. It's called my magical radio. But inquiring minds have said to me, when is the dictionary coming back?
You know, if I had someone to help me with it, it would be so much easier. My time is, like, kind of limited now.
Well, you've got me. I know I make up words every fucking day of my life. So, there we go.
Oh, dude, every time my inbox goes off, I'm afraid it's a mod. No lie.
I hope it's a mod. I like shoot at them.
I literally hate looking at my inbox sometimes. Sucky.
Whatever happened to our pubs? Did you get the interview and shit ready?
No, I have not heard from my bestie boo. I did see her briefly yesterday, but I don't think she saw me. I tried to wave her down, but
boo.
She's got like a very low attention. Sucky. You know the gone for Australia.
Oh, there goes my inbox.
That's what you do. You message her and you give her
fucking
clean instructions.
Dude, stay the fuck out of my inbox.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. After this, I'm going to play a little song, and just because I want to listen to it, there's not going to be any green room. I'm just fucking fucking playing this song because I want to hear it. Then we're going to go into USL talk because I want to talk USL.
We'll fix that.
Yeah, she'll totally fix that.
We got all the titles on the line. We got title matches galore coming up. I don't have them in front of me right now. They are in a file somewhere on my desk. And I don't feel like walking over to the office and getting them. So.
Mick, White Lightning do it. That's what Bitch Boy is for.
White Lightning. Honey, I believe your brother's passed out.
Throw something out of space. That's why.
Well, you know, he, that drinking contest y'all had earlier.
Yeah.
I won.
What?
I'm still winning. I tell that referee to go away. I already won it.
Oh, I see my brother out there in the chat. Out in the.
Yeah.
I see him out in the feed.
Oh, fuck.
No. The one that farted. You know, when somebody farts, you always blame the dog.
That's right.
Oh, they always fucking blame me.
In fact, we aren't doing contracts right now, but you are more than welcome to come back to the swamp. I'm sure I can find you a match for the paper.
Apparently, I want another match with Addy Crow against the Blackbirds. So,
yes.
Holy fuck, Addy, I know what we need to do for that. We will dress up with a corset and red skirts, and we will be baby metal. We will go in cosplay against the Blackbirds.
I just kicked Beck across the feed.
I'm about to cause trouble.
I don't care.
With Diva.
I'm like for that.
I want to know who the fuck she's spouting off about on the feed.
I don't know. She's talking about Thunder Twins. Has somebody finally found...
No. She said, I just love how one individual finds it necessary to run their mouth, continually causing more freaking drama. Maybe go fuck yourself. Say something else to do, troublemaking cunt.
Well, here's what I like to do. I like to go on the radio show and start quoting fucking Shakespeare, because that's got so much fucking drama in it. Notice my deadpan fucking reaction to... Seriously, people, out there in the chat, I could say a shitload of fucking racist bombs. I could say it exponentially, just out here, randomly. It'd not make any fucking sense. But let's say I was on Truth Show and I said the N-word, not directly at him, because I wouldn't fucking do that. I said it in a context which could be used and could be used as entertainment value, because I said that, therefore making the conversation twist to the point that I said that and other people would try and talk about it. That's what we try to do in this place. You people are too fucking soft. I mean, goddamn, I've had fucking ice cream soft in you bastards. Harden the fuck up. Become wrestlers that you want to fucking so desperately want to be. Okay,
I thought Crow was in the swamp. This will be remedied.
See, I'm talking to her now.
Yeah.
Tell her I'm sending her invite.
You people need to understand, right? If you're gonna be full on, be full on. Don't be half arsed. Fucking go for it. Full throttle. Break into the goddamn wall. Have yourself a concussion, fracture neck. No matter, you've left a fucking impact, people aren't going to forget about it. You want to be all whimsical, go... I know, I've been absolutely... I'm being facetious to these people because I think they're absolutely indiscriminately fucking boring. That's right, I've called all these people in the chat, in the feed, everywhere else, boring. You're not taking my notice. The people on here kind of take my notice, but the rest of the people are like, for fuck's sake, do something. I know you can be better than this shit. I want something I can look at and go, you know what, I want a part of that, or I want to put my two fucking cents into that shit. But it's lately it's been like...
not paying my honey attention, I'll start smacking people, bitches around.
Cross it, send the invite.
Tell her it's
already... You're good. My phone stuff. I said, you're good, but the rest of people, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, do something. Seriously, man. I can do so much and entertain your people, but there's so much of my entertainment value that can get towards me. Fuck, I'm drunk. How much bloody... Why do I yawn so much when I'm excited? How much hiccup do I... I ain't gonna shove my finger up my ass and tickle my spine up and eat the hiccup to go away. I'm just gonna do it. Fuck you and your quick fucking remedy. It's annoying. I want my finger smelling my ass sweat. It's wrong.
Oh, we're talking about ass sweat now? Oh my god.
I know. Fred, we're talking about ass sweat. Why haven't you spoken yet, you now father? Bob the granny.
Yes, you made me a granny.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, and speaking of grannies and such, Icon, I need you to speak to one Judgment J. Esquire.
Man, I don't like speaking to that fucking faggot for one reason.
Annoying.
But he's trying to say that somehow, some way, I ended up having an immaculate conception and having Brewer, and that makes me his grandma and Drifty's great grandma.
That's fucked up. You know why? Because I'm chatting with Brewer right now.
Have you all seen Doctor Who? It's possible, but I will speak to Judgment. I will say to him, I will make you hetero fucking sexual. I'll make you date Slammy again, and then you'll be fucked. You simple as that. Let's have. You just laugh and seen offensive shit all fucking night, and no one pulled me up about it. I need to go and start a sectarianism shit. I need to go out and punch a bunch of Catholic bastards in the face. I will do that. I've got no qualms about that. I'll punch a fucking fiend bastard up the face. Wow, you Americans don't pick up on the fiend blood that way. Jesus.
I'm kicking people.
I don't. But Bob's helter skelter, darling, 14-0, USA.
Yes, we had a
Bob, I'm actually going to check the record. I want to see if you've done better than me. I'm going to check it out right now. God, where the fuck is it? Helter Skelter, a group led by G. Rebel Morrissey himself. Well, currently it's Bearman Pig leading it right now, but we're going to have a look at the group that we are in. And just because we went 15-0 in the actual group itself. And I'm at the top.
Nice form.
Okay, I went 11-3. I think I lost 3 because I DQ'd. We have Diesel Warrior. She went 13-1. We have Bearman Pig. He went 24-4. He's a leader. He expects to get more ships. Then we have Big Foden. He went 12-12. Or 12-2, sorry. 12-2. That's worse than me. Or better. Honestly. We have Destiny Uvdef, my best friendly CD player, Destiny, 13-1. Yeah, fabulous, fun team. 14-0. He had a perfect fucking USL. Mr. PMP, 13-1. Rebels had 13. We had Rebels 13-1. Then we had Dexy, 11-3, on par with me. And Bubbles, you had 12-2. You lost to the same people I lost to. That was easy work in USL, darling. All right.
It was. It was a lovely USL. I couldn't complain.
I couldn't fucking complain. I took a dude down to fucking Fort Hill for one fucking race set. Jesus fucking Christ, people. How happy do you think I'm going to be? But wait until we get to USL 1, then I become complete fucking Hitler. I will make you people march up and down fucking waving the arm going, Anarchista, Anarchista, all fucking day. You fuck up. I'll be down your neck. Right. Holy shit, Fred, you're still here? Where have you been, man?
He's been just
there
chilling out.
Just sitting there chilling.
Chilling out.
Dad, I love me some me, let me tell ya.
Why did you self-love?
Because I can shut motherfuckers up. I shut her right the fuck up on the feed. Wait, what's the stable you're talking about? I'm in a stable. What the fuck am I talking about? I saw.
I am with J. Rebel Morrissey and Helter Skelter. With Revs and BMP and Desti and all sorts of crazy cretins, and we are ripping the shit out of the group we are in. We fucking went 14-0.
I did perfect. I had a perfect record this week.
0-0. That's pretty. Yeah.
Got it.
You should join us, man. You have a laugh.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed.
Oh.
Because of a certain person in there in your stable.
Bubbles. You can kick her out, you know.
Hey!
No, it's not a her.
Hey, where'd everybody go?
Oh. I have mail.
Oh, Bubbles. Yeah.
Yes.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Right, so there's people all around inquiring minds want to think. Do they think we have lost our fucking touch?
Do I think I've lost my fucking touch?
I don't
Wait,
think
what are you
I've
touching,
lost my...
first of all?
Aye, that's none of your fucking business.
I don't think I've lost my touch, and I don't think my hubby has lost his touch.
I lost my touch a year ago, and I couldn't be asked doing GM shit. But now, lately, I'm more into my statistics in USL, and I'm thinking that's part of a pathway into doing shit. So stay with me. I might do some fucking tournaments tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Yeah, already... Hey, Bob, guess what? I challenged Prince to a DOG match earlier, and I whipped his fucking arm.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
My
He's
honey.
Too much of a Prince. That's a fucking lovely. Right, so we have got, I don't know, 5 minutes left, I guess. I can't trust these clocks anymore. So, for you, cretins, go about and promote whatever the fuck you've got to promote and make sure it lasts long so I can play a music, so I can interrupt you and play a music break. So I'm going to
start.
Wait,
you know, you didn't play the song tonight, Icon.
I'm going to play it as my outro. It's my outro. And then after that, it's all going dark because I'm going to fucking sleep after this shit. So, Fred, will you promote something?
I got nothing to promote.
He's too high.
Promote your goddamn freckle. Promote your goddamn freckle and your big toe. I don't give a shit.
Shit, I've been taking it easy lately. I haven't been doing a whole lot of nothing.
You've been smoking a shitload of fucking weed and laughing at people. You're supposed to be my tag partner in DOG, man. What the fuck?
My love, I'm going to send you the link to a match that I need you to come and make an appearance at, because this, I don't know who this fool is.
Ooh, show me. Share it in the feed. I want to see.
Give it to Addy as well. Him and I will tell this. We will tell this guy like a fucking Bangkok prostitute getting anal from a Japanese guy. His fucking ass will be teared up like tissue paper.
Well, he claims I am his Valentine's, and I said, nope, I don't think so, and he goes, sometimes it's not your choice.
Oh, oh. Yeah, we gotta see this match. Bring it on.
Yes.
I love those
Bring
kind
it
of
on.
Matches.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. I like to see this shit.
I hope it's a company I'm in.
It's in WEW.
Oh, awesome.
I am not in there. It sucks.
Why
are
you in there
in.
Right now?
I am in somewhere else, that's why.
Are you having trouble with bubbles? I'm going to fucking suck my piss in it myself.
Holy fuck, he talks!
Yeah, I'm trying to not talk, so not feeling too good, but hey.
Well, straight from EastEnders Live, it is none other than Enforcer Pete. I don't know who
back
killed
up.
Who, man.
Back up, did you just say it from EastEnders?
I said straight from EastEnders Live, it's in fourth or fifth.
Wait, where's this match? I'm waiting to see this match.
Oh, I'm trying
to
get the chat.
Ding a
lady. Who's the fucking match?
Let's see who this fucking mighty fucker is.
Who are you flipping out earlier on the feed, Payne?
Oh. J.D. Crusher Bagwell. That's all I'm going to say.
He's a cunt. Fuck that.
I know he's a cunt.
Anyway.
He's a big fucking cunt.
I guess that there's a match for the pay-per-view. It'll be one J.D. Crusher Bagwell versus Enforcer Payne.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Oh, trust me, I wonder if his head from his shoulders. Because the pussy had a which you can't say on the feed anymore, so that's why I fucking called him Pansy, decided to send me a message the other day in my inbox, and because he wouldn't like my response, he blocked me straight after, and then challenged me to a match, and I kicked his ass. So, yeah.
He reminds
fucking
me
teach him.
He reminds me of Blakey from On the Buses, a fucking wimp, fucking no-nonsense, job working. Anyway, you didn't promote, but I'm playing the fucking song. Addy, start dancing. All right, I think that's the end. You've arrived in the first international turmoil after partying like 3 weeks. We're only going to be here for 5 fucking minutes, so see your peace, whatever the fuck it is. Even Cougar's on you. She can talk over fucking
yeah, we need to have at least a 10-minute after party.
Whatever. I've been doing a radio award. I've been coming up with at least a couple of categories, so I've been doing my work.
I like what you put, Addie. Thank you. Where did Addie go?
I'm here.
He's still here.
Fucking ass, what the fuck is wrong? It's meant to be an M, not a fucking P.
Who's a pig?
It's when we smash, not...
Crush flashed. My old heart.
It's when we smashed. It basically goes by crush my balls hard or something like that. He's no more than a fucking jobber, he isn't, so... Yeah, just give him a real beating. He's not with...
Hold on. This dude needs to be gone. Big and strong guy who loves to wrestle with females who know their holds.
Oh.
It's his bio.
What?
My gay best friend knows women's holds and she's like piercing the fucking gear. This guy's harmless.
I'm pretty sure he's involved. I'm pretty sure I know who it is, too. But I'll tell you when I can be a little more sure.
I ain't gonna lie, man. USL Group 10 has become the fucking USL of recruiting people that don't want to be fucking recruited. 4 fucking matches, people trying to recruit me to the goddamn pissant company. I looked at them, more people, and I was like, what the fuck you trying to get me into a contract in a place where I could win a title instantly? Man, I could win your goddamn company by sneezing. Go fuck yourself.
It's true, though. I get that shit, too.
Yeah, I need a copy of the defense chart again.
Oh!
No, I think I can get it off of, Snafu's. I think it's on his, on company's homepage.
I've got it somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be in USL, I got to take it seriously. Especially if I'm in with my hubby, I have to take it seriously.
Ah, yeah, it means I need to look for fucking stuff.
I'll tell you a link for a really good defense chart. It tells you all the moves and everything and what their success rate is.
I've got the old pips, man. Fuck you. I think so. I don't want to fuck it. Probably.
Why don't you get a free call on me?
There's that. I find that. The fuck strange day, that spent a lot of my good marks.
What are you doing?
She's making a nest again.
No, she's sitting right behind me this time. You saw that video, huh?
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Oh, that you got no fucking clue what a goddamn bloody defense chart is. Jesus, go ask.
Hold on. I got the defense chart somewhere. Actually, I might have 2 of them.
I had one, I just can't be off one for them.
Here's a question for you, Bubs. Did you get the grits with the colouring code yet?
I hadn't tried it yet. I've been lazy. I'm really trying to get, how do we say it? My game? Right now, I am just... I'm burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And stressed.
Yeah, and stressed.
Hello, everybody.
He's awake now.
He walked off.
Yeah.
I was awake earlier.
That mass, I don't know if it's pressing on a nerve or what, but he has had constant headaches for a couple of weeks now.
Well, you can call it constant headache, but I think it's just more Western to you. I'm joking, you know that. I tell you, I'd swap fucking Jason for my headache right now. I would just send Jason over there. He'd be a fucking servant or whatever.
Yeah, if Lightning could teach him how to cook and take care of us, yeah.
Well, you can kind of cook.
I want to, you know, put out, if y'all could share that site, the fundraiser site, I'd appreciate it.
Mm.
What gets me is, okay, a dog gets sick. They can't afford to take it to a vet, so somebody takes it to their vet. They do a fundraiser in less than 24 hours. In less than 24 hours, their fundraiser gets $500. It took me almost 3 weeks to get $400.
We'll put it like this. People would rather see a person die in a movie than a dog.
Yeah. Well, apart from me, like, I watch Marley and Me, and I'm thinking, when the hell did this fucking dog die?
But I mean, it shows what the people can think of their fellow human race. I mean, not just the dog. Even the freaking guy that he's got to do pancakes. He did a fundraiser. He raised, in a month, he had over $100,000.
Well, there's a site called GoFundMe.com. Go try a look in that, man. I wanted to do it, but I thought I will not let it go to follow through. I just take the money and fuck off. GoFundMe.com, it will get you a shitload of cash. If people just give you stupid dollars and all that stuff. There's another one, but I really can't remember what the hell it's called. But I'll get the site up.
Have it. GoFundMe.
Hold on, I'll... I'll send it to you. I'm telling you what the fuck is this goddamn thing. Seriously, man, I'm pretty much. That's what I. There's that one, and there's another one that I cannot remember.
Well, the thing is, right now, at the state that my bills are, I'm almost at $80,000 in debt, and I've got one more surgery to go, plus, I just. On that, I've got to go to visit a cardiologist because he wants to check my pacemaker.
Seriously, go to Canada. or over here. We don't got like a free healthcare shit. We give it to Polish people, for God's sake. We hate those bastards.
If I could afford it, I would.
I sent you the little linky pinky poo in your inbox, so you can have a look at that. There's the word of the day. Disseminate and look at it and think what you want. There's another one that I just really can't think of what the hell it is right now.
We're just trying to the bills just getting by on what we have. I mean, cost, it just the living expenses. Until I can get, I mean, shoot, I still haven't been approved for SSI yet.
Jesus. Jeez, man, you've been waiting for that for a long time.
And the thing is, well, they told me originally when I first got the application in, they said it could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get approved.
Oh, yeah. Right, soon I go start this fucking job and all that shit, I'm gonna do a shitload of fucking over there. I'm gonna have a bad spare track. I'm gonna send you something, man, just to fucking make your life easier.
I appreciate it, you.
It's fucking pissing me off that you are a good person that gets dealt a fucking hand of shit. I don't like that. That doesn't fucking seem good to me. That's just fucking wrong altogether. I'm not gonna have that in my fucking head. I'm doing good, someone else is doing shit that I care about. No, it's gonna be fucking balanced. But do I need to take a fucking week when I don't need fucking drink? Absolutely, someone's gonna fucking live. Absolutely. Hell, I'm even gonna get fucking Jason involved in this. He can do his goddamn college course where he raises cash for you and I get to shout at him all the hell I want on Facebook because hell, if he's doing something worth fucking well, he's working for it because that bastard ain't working a fucking day in his life. He ain't had his fucking fingers turned to calluses for picking out fucking weeds, chopping grass and all that shit. He's been a soft bastard. And he's fat as well, so fuck him.
I appreciate it.
Oh, don't fuck, just fucking demand it of him. He'll laugh it up. He'll say, can I turn it into a movie? I was like, turn it into a goddamn fucking documentary. Just make sure they get the good stuff going.
Go, dee, do, dee, mo, man.
Hey, Addy, I'm going to tell you, see when they come over here in a couple of months, I'm going to go to the concert and get a picture taken with them. And I'll post it to you, I'll be like, are you jealous much?
They'll make it over here sometime.
They'll have, man, you've been here a few things.
Wish that would happen, me to have the surgery. I'm still waiting on the Emory to be for surgery.
Hell, just give me a bottle of whiskey, a fucking ladle, and a scoop, and a pair of tongs. I'll do it for free.
If I can't go to Emory, I'll go to University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Go to a teaching place. They do it for free.
You might
die, but they'll do it for free.
Well, UAB is my doctor says he could probably get me in there, but he'd rather me be Emory. It's a college.
Yeah, Emory's a college, too.
It's not actually a medical facility, but they have the college goes there, yeah.
Yeah, Emory College.
Yeah.
Not here in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta.
I used to ship books, law books, to all the colleges. Emory was one. Emory, the medical part, was another for medical law.
my doctor gave me 4 choices: Emory, UAB, Augusta, or Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's really good.
Well, Augusta...
Isn't it like Tennessee or something?
Yeah. Augusta would not return his calls. Emory started to not return his calls, but then did. But now they're giving us the runaround, saying that they don't do charity cases. They want to make sure I'm covered, so they sent me a form to fill out for Georgia Cancer Aid Program. We don't even know if it's cancerous or not. The biopsy came back inconclusive.
If it's like a teaching hospital, surely they want to teach their doctors to be fucking awesome, so why wouldn't
now,
they take your
University of UAB is about a 9-hour drive from here. Longer if you don't have a vehicle. That's something else. Surgery set up, I have to find a way there. Without a vehicle, it's kind of hard. Hard to do anything.
Here they have services where you can get rides where you gotta go, like in a helicopter and shit for free if you need it.
Well, yeah, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid.
Well, that I don't know.
That's in Georgia. That's all they have. In Moron County, I mean Monroe County. they have nothing like that. If you don't have an income, you're screwed. If you're not on Medicaid or Medicare, you're screwed.
Go on Obamacare. That's free health care, is it not, to you people over in North America?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Ah.
Oh, how's this? My brother went to file his taxes, and he didn't have health care. They were going to take all of his taxes if he didn't get health care. So he signed up. He got on Obamacare. Not costing him a penny. He's got a $4,500 deductible.
All your American talk is screwing up my head. No, but in this after party for 20 minutes, I'm still really screwed up.
Well, see, when I lived in Tennessee, I was on 10 care. Didn't cost me a penny. I didn't even have to pay anything. I go to the doctor, didn't cost me anything. They screwed up, took me off 10 care. I went to refile, and it was past the date I could refile, and then they weren't accepting applications for a male in my age group. And that's what I was told here in Georgia, that if I tried signing up for Medicaid, they're not accepting applications for white males in my age group.
That's bullshit.
That is horseshit.
I would write to your councilman or senator or representative or something about that shit, because that's wrong. That's fucking racism to the max right there. That's bullshit.
Alderman.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say white males. He said males in my age group.
It doesn't matter. Besides the point.
Ageism, man. Seriously.
But the thing is, I could get my SSI approved. I will get Medicaid. That's already been told. I've already been told that. That's why I've been told that I have a 99.9% chance of my SSI being approved. Since I am what Icon calls me, RoboCop.
Yeah. I'd call you something worse, Bali, you know.
But no, since my pacemaker put in, I can't go in to have my back checked anymore for the degenerative disc disease because I can't go through an MRI. I can't have, I can go through chemo, but I can't go through
radiology.
Yeah. There's a lot. I can't work on a car.
The newer models.
It's running. I cannot lean over the hood of the car because it will affect my pacemaker.
You can surely give me a seat, guys. At least that. I've been watching a bit of House, so I mean, the lead actor and myself, we both share the same first name, so we can't go wrong. But anyway, I need to go to fucking sleep or something or do something, because I'm fucking weak. I've been leaning left to right the last couple of minutes, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, Jason, this is going to be your fucking college project, and I will get him to fucking speak to you and Becky, because I'm going to say to him, you better fucking speak to him. You and I, we ain't going to be doing any more fucking film with all that fucking holy shit that you like bothering me with every fucking weekend. But he's going to be doing that, and we've done our last college project. We've done triathlon and shit, raised about £10,000 fucking pounds, so it'll be one of those things. Because I was involved in it, we got all that shit done, and I ran about when I wasn't supposed to with my dodgy fucking knee, and that fat bastard took part in it and fucking made us lost. Never mind. I will say to him, get your fucking ass on this, get a fucking project going, see it through, and make sure good stuff happens, because it'll be fucking awesome happening. We'd get radio and shit, and we'd get to not be the Robocop. You get to be one of those fucking sentry rabbits that fucking shoot people all the time. I haven't watched Robocop in so many years, I forget what the fuck they're called, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm calling it a night. This has been International Turmoil. This has been Addy, this has been Fred Starr, this has been Bubbles, this has been White Lightning, all the other people that have listened, people that have been there, sent me fucking messages when I couldn't be out responding, I can't be out typing. International Turmoil will return at some fucking point, maybe next week when I get paid and I get fucking more drunk and belligerent and fuck fast and I get to shout at people on the feed when I couldn't be out typing. Anyway, love you lot. I'll speak to you later, but right now I'm going to end it, and then I'm going to disappear to YouTube W well, and if I'm still drinking, I'll probably pop back in fucking Facebook chat. Well, good night, Cretans. Say good night, Cretans.
Good night.
Good night, Cretans.
Bye,
honey.
There
is a
treat
in fucking Cretans. Good night, darling. Goodbye, everyone.